It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. It's time for our state news roundup. This week, it's leadership changes in the Wisconsin state legislature and more. Noah Ovshinsky is WPR's assistant news director. He joins us every week at this time. Noah, welcome back.
It's good to be here. And as always, happy Friday.
And same to you, my friend. Well, let's look at some leadership changes among the Democrats. Where does Mike Tate stand post-election?
Right. Yeah, so Mike Tate heads the Democratic Party right now in the state. And of course, you know, we're about, almost 2 weeks after the last election here, where the Democrats in the state, you know, got beaten pretty badly. Lost seats in both the Assembly and the Senate. Of course, lost the governor's race as well. Mike Tate has kept a relatively low profile since that election. And, you know, a lot of people are wondering, you know, what his plans are. Will he run again? Will he not run again?
So some dangling question marks there, but what happens if he doesn't run again?
Yeah, if he doesn't run, at least one person has stepped forward to say they are interested in the job, and that's former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Joe Winicky. He told Joy Cardine actually yesterday that he will, quote, probably run if Tate isn't interested in continuing.
So Joy got the scoop first.
Yeah.
Or at least close to first. Well, is Tate under fire? What is the reasoning going on here?
Yeah, well, Winicky suggested in the interview that, you know, there was a circular firing squad of Democrats blaming him for last week's losses. So obviously there are a lot of people who are looking at him and his leadership and wondering, you know, is this something that we should continue with, you know, with an eye towards the 2016 election?
And what kind of hints did Winicky give about what he might do differently if he were going to replace Tate?
Yeah, he said in general, you know, looking back at this last election, Democrats were playing too much defense. He says they really have to be on the offensive when it comes to messaging. You know, and he said basically that the grassroots effort should have been more robust. You know, when I say grassroots, I mean, you know, the lawn signs and that sort of thing.
And in terms of the big goals, do we have any of those? If they came up, what would that be?
Yeah, and I think this wouldn't be necessarily exclusive to Winicky. I think they'd probably also be Tate's goals as well, if he decides to run again to head the Democrats. One would be to beat Senator Ron Johnson in 2016, elect a Democratic president in 2016, and, of course, regain seats in the legislature.
So those are some very big picture goals looming on the horizon. But when will the Dems actually pick their leader?
Yeah, they have a convention coming up in June. So stay tuned.
Now, Senate Democrats picked their leader this week. So what emerged there?
Yeah. So the Democrats elected Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse to be the new minority leader. She replaces Senator Chris Larson. And so obviously, again, post-election, another big change coming in leadership for the Democrats.
Now, what has she said about her priorities going into this next legislative session?
Well, for starters, you know, she struck a conciliatory tone almost immediately after her election. She had really nothing negative to say about Chris Larson. She also said that she looked forward to working with the majority Republicans, especially in areas that she thinks the parties can work together. You know, Schilling did say that Democrats will be pushing to increase the minimum wage and expand Badger Care by accepting more federal money. So those are things that the Democrats will be looking to do next year.
And what about the Assembly?
Yeah. So Representative Peter Barca from Kenosha was reelected to the position of minority leader. And this will be the third straight session that he has held that post. So at least in the Assembly, they're looking for looking towards the familiar to lead their caucus.
Any challenges to Peter Barca?
Evan Goyke from Milwaukee did make a challenge. He argued that it was time for a change given how the Democrats fared in last week's election. In the end, the caucus decided to keep Barca as their leader.
And just as a reminder, I know we talked about this last week, but who will be leading Republicans in the legislature?
Right. So Senate Republicans reelected Scott Fitzgerald as majority leader, and the caucus in the Assembly reelected Robin Voss to be their leader. So both of them are coming back and reprising their roles.
And how about priorities for Republicans going forwards? What's on the top of their to-do list?
Yeah, several big items. Tax cuts, more specifically property tax cuts, may come up next year. A change in how the Government Accountability Board, the agency that oversees elections, how that is structured, that may come up next year. There is a desire to expand the voucher program in the state. And there is a desire to increase the amount of instruction that professors do at the UW, and they may do that through the legislative process.
Okay, and finally, we're going to wrap up with a story from the Department of Public Instruction and a new request there. What do we know?
Right, so State Superintendent Tony Evers released his budget earlier this week, and it basically, you know, serves as sort of the opening salvo, so to speak, in the budget negotiations that will really kick off early next year. You know, in a sense, you know, on the part of DPI, this is a wish list, and it's up to the legislature and the governor to decide ultimately what they want to do with this list.
And if Evers got his wish list, what is he asking for?
Yeah, I mean, he's looking for a few things, but the headline here is he's seeking about $613 million boost in funding, and again, asking the legislature to change the funding formula, the way that we fund schools in Wisconsin.
So in terms of the specifics, what do you see in the plan?
So let's take the money first. He wants a 2.5% increase in funding for the first year of the next budget, and then a 4.9% increase in the second year of the next budget. And he's also seeking an increase in what's called categorical aid.
And funding-wise, what is your sense of what else Superintendent Evers is looking for? What would he like to do?
Yeah, he's also looking to change what's called the revenue limit. He wants to essentially raise the cap on how much districts can raise in property taxes and state aid. You know, right now, under current state law, you know, no such increase is allowed. He'd like that changed.
Now, one of the ongoing issues in Wisconsin has been the state of voucher schools. What do we know about this particular plan in voucher schools? Is Superintendent Evers proposing any changes there?
Yeah, again, voucher schools, always a very controversial subject, and one certainly that the legislature looks like they're going to expand potentially next year. Tony Evers has said, you know, he wants to change the way at least voucher schools are funded in Milwaukee, because right now taxpayers in Milwaukee are picking up the bill through a tax levy, and Evers wants that money to come out of the general fund. And this is money to pay for vouchers.
And charters the same, or did they not factor in?
I can't speak about vouchers. I can only talk only about vouchers.
And you mentioned the funding formula. What would you like to do there?
Right. So this is something that Tony Evers has talked a lot about. It comes up in his wish list, you know, so to speak, and it's come up in the last several wish lists. And basically what he wants to do is make sure every district gets a minimum amount of funding per student, and then provide additional funding to each district for certain needs. We're talking about transportation, special education, that sort of thing. I mean, right now, the current system has hurt certain districts, especially those that have seen enrollment declines in recent years.
And as far as the future of these proposals in the legislature, what can you tell us about where this might go? As you know, we have a new legislature coming in. It leans heavily Republican, yeah. And schools have been a hot button issue, not just these issues that we're talking about today, also issues of the Common Core, which will be on the table. But in terms specifically of this DPI budget request, what do we know about how it might proceed in the legislature?
I don't have a crystal ball, but I will say it's going to be an uphill battle. The Assembly and the Senate is going to be even more conservative than the last. And so I think a lot of these proposals, frankly, it's going to be an uphill battle. And it'll be interesting to see. Either way, I think Tony Evers has a tough fight on his hands going into next year with a lot of these proposals. We've heard leaders in the Assembly and Senate quoted Republicans saying that there probably isn't the appetite to change the funding formula. But we'll see.
Noah, thanks a lot for coming by.
It was good to be here. Thanks, Veronica.
Noah Shinsky is WPR's Assistant News Director. He joins us every week at this time to bring us up to date on the state's top stories. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.